The Sportscast, November 5th, 2021. If you haven't yet, please subscribe in all our channels, YouTube, Twitch.tv, Twitter, and Apple Podcasts. And if you're listening on Apple Podcasts, please leave a rating and a review. It will help us out tremendously. We're also on online digital radio, which you can listen on the app, which you can get on the iOS App Store or the sportscast.net, our website, which we have news and lots of news going on this week. Of course, we got the trade deadline, so that will make some news. And a team that released a player named OBJ, Odell Beckham Jr., was released by the Cleveland Browns, is a free agent. Where is he going? There's seven teams that have been rumored. The Chiefs are one of them, actually. I've been seeing that. And, of course, they got a player named Ingram joining us all the way from upstate Pennsylvania. Jeff Favre, welcome to the Sportscast.
Appreciate you having me, Santiago.
So, OBJ, you know, a lot of rumors circulating in the past week. I think his dad tweeted something about Baker not throwing it to OBJ. OBJ, great player, great receiver when he was with the Giants. Jeff, I want your thoughts and reactions over this story.
It's always so hard to say, so how much of it is the player? How much of it is fit within the offense? How much of it is he's had a lot of injuries over the last couple of years? So there's a lot of question marks. Talent-wise, undeniable talent. I mean, just undeniable talent. But sometimes with a big-name guy like that, they get farther and farther separated from the time that they produced, but we still think of them as a big name. So the real answer is, I don't know what the guy has left in the tank. I'm not sure.
He's only 29, Jeff.
Yeah, I mean, it's not like he's super old. It just seems as though over the last couple of years, and again, I don't know exactly how many games he's missed, but it just seems as though he's been beat up a lot. It always seems as though he either has an injury or he's coming back from an injury. And I know he had the ACL and he's had some shoulder problems. But at the end of the day, now that his salary's been reduced so much, it looks as though whoever's getting him is essentially going to be getting close to a vet minimum contract. So probably for a lot of teams, he's probably worth it. And especially, you know, I look at the Raiders, they just, you know, obviously Henry Ruggs is, I mean, that's sad, but he's not going to be playing for him. So there's someone that could use a receiver. You know, maybe they take a look at him.
Raiders is one of the teams rumored to grab him, of course. I've been hearing the Rams, because the Rams are here to win now. They're not looking at the future. They're looking to win now. Also, other teams I've been hearing, Cowboys, of course, is always in the rumor mill. The Giants as well. The Chiefs, possible destination. Would that be a good fit, Jeff? Do you want them in Kansas City?
If they hadn't just signed Josh Gordon, I think it might be more likely. I'm just not sure. So the biggest problem with the Chiefs, so the defense was really, really bad to start the year, and now they seem to at least be improving some. Not saying they're great, but they're doing some things better. But the Chiefs' offense just looks completely out of sorts. I mean, you watch the Chiefs play, and it just looks like they're, like, snapping the ball and hoping for the best on offense. So do you really want to add another new piece after Josh Gordon is just now getting his, you know, getting established? If you can even call it that, he has one catch so far. So if you throw another new piece in there, is that just going to continue to make continuity difficult? I don't know. I mean, I see both sides to it. I'm kind of torn on it because one of the Chiefs' weaknesses seems to be that guys other than Hill and Kelsey don't get open on a consistent basis, or maybe Mahomes doesn't completely trust some of those other guys. I don't think that there's many guys that you can cover OBJ consistently with one-on-one. I still think he wins one-on-one matchups. So from that standpoint, I do think he could help. Just looking big picture, I think the Chiefs' problems are more internal than anything else. They just look out of sorts. So I don't know if OBJ really fixes that.
That is breaking news to me internal. I've not heard that. YouTube comments, Aaron Bernstein, Vet Clown Gaming says he's going to the Giants, LOL. I think that's a joke. Question, Jeff, to you, thoughts on OBJ going to Washington football?
Man, so the waiver wire process can be a little bit tricky because basically, I mean, it starts with the worst record in the NFL and goes towards the best record in the NFL. So just pretty much anybody could claim him. But I think there's a little bit of with a per, I don't want to say a personality like his. I don't know that I buy in him not being a good teammate. I don't think a team that is out of the running is going to go get OBJ. And I don't think a team that doesn't have an established quarterback or a veteran quarterback is going to get him, because you know that what caused this boil over in Cleveland was he's not getting the ball and he's not on the same page with the quarterback. So why would you set yourself up to have the same issues? So I don't think he'd end up in Washington because their quarterback situation is still very much in flux.
I do agree. I did have a conversation offline with another friend, and he thinks he should do what Antonio Brown did and go to a settled team. I can't say to a quarterback he can trust, you know, like a Brady. Of course, he can't go to Tampa. Tampa Bay is very full, but a quarterback that he can trust and maybe calm him down and bring him back to where he was a couple years ago. Jeff, do you agree with that assessment?
Absolutely. Yeah, and I mean, when you look at it, you just never know when a bounce back happens, you know, because I thought Antonio Brown. Now, Antonio Brown is a ludicrous talent. Like, he's on his own level. I mean,
he's a freak.
His run. Yeah. I mean, his run in Pittsburgh was one of the best we've ever seen. So I'm not even saying OBJ's on his level. But the point is, I think there are a lot of people, me included, that thought, OK, Antonio Brown is just done. Like, he's just forget about him. And then he went to Tampa, and you could make a sound argument that he was a huge part of that offense turning around and starting to click. So he made a very big difference when he went there. Now, OBJ, can he be that guy for somebody? I mean, if I'm the Rams or the Cardinals or one of these contenders, I'm hesitant because things are going well and I don't know that I want to risk blowing it up. And again, you know, I said already about what I think with the Chiefs. The Raiders are the team I keep coming back to because the reality is the Raiders the last couple of years, they get off to these good starts and then they just fall apart, right? They just tank. And I look at them and I say, man, Gruden's out. You lost Ruggs, but you still have a good record. The Chiefs look, we'll say, vulnerable, to put it nicely. So you got to do something. And maybe it's Deshaun Jackson, but I think OBJ gives you the better opportunity to really have a – Jackson can do some good things still too. But I think OBJ is closer to being, you know, very productive on a week-to-week basis.
You're not the first that say said Las Vegas. I think Las Vegas made the most sense to me of all the teams, especially with the loss of Henry Ruggs. Quick one, the Bucks. I think they're too full to have OBJ on that team, right?
Yeah, well, they're too full. And then the other thing with that is, I mean, that's one of those things where when the train is rolling full speed, you don't do anything to slow it down. And the Bucks when the Bucks are healthy, they have a great thing going on offense. So
even after losing against the Saints, they're okay.
Yeah, I mean, that's one game in a hostile environment against a team that has given Brady trouble in the past. I wouldn't read too much into that game.
Patriots.
Yeah, I mean, he could be a fit there, and Mac Jones is probably a little bit better than most people anticipated. So OBJ could be that, you know, that guy that you could go to on third and five, and he's reliable, has good hands. So, yeah, that could be a good fit for him.
So it was a destination, always a talk in the park for the Patriots. Okay, let's go back to the Chiefs. Jeff talked about the Chiefs, something internal. They added Melvin Ingram, defensive end, coming from Pittsburgh. He wanted to go there, apparently. Now he's heading to Kansas City, a area they need to work on is their defense. Jeff, will this solve all their problems?
No. It's not. No, it doesn't. But it'll help something that has really been an issue, and that's their pass rush. So in the game against the Giants, Chris Jones and Frank Clark seemed like they were coming around. But you don't know how much you can really take from that because the Giants are decimated on the offensive line. They're decimated at wide receiver. I mean, they better make some plays in that game because if you don't do it, then you're never going to do it. With that said, you can never have too many pass rushers. I think Ingram, like the Chiefs desperately need, first of all, Frank Clark has looked better the last couple weeks, but he hasn't been himself in a long time. And if he can get it going and Chris Jones can be who Chris Jones is, and then you can add Ingram, then all of a sudden you have at least something that you can work with. And you can get after the quarterback a little bit. And this all assumes that the offense gets out of this awful funk that they've been in where everything looks difficult. Because what the Chiefs really want to do is they want to jump out to a lead. They want to put pressure on you to keep up. And then when your quarterback drops back to throw, you hit him and maybe force a turnover. So that's what the Chiefs want to do. But you can't do that when your offense just keeps turning the ball over nonstop.
Keep saying it. This is not the scary Chiefs we once knew. Rams got Von Miller. Thoughts?
Yeah, great fit. I mean, look, the Rams, it is funny because I've seen a lot of different people say it, but the Rams have run their team like a video game. You know, trade all their picks for good players, and you think that eventually catches up to them, but to this point it hasn't. And I love that fit just because – so, look, you have Aaron Donald on the inside who's just going to get double teams. I mean, what, pretty much all the time, right? I mean, there's not many teams that aren't going to double team Aaron Donald. Well, you can't double team everyone. And Vaughn, you know, I get it. Vaughn's not in his prime anymore, but he still has plenty of burst and plenty of get off. And I thought he still looked pretty good for the Broncos this year. So I think that's a great fit because now you have a guy on the edge, you have a guy on the inside, and they can even do some things where they put Donald and Vaughn beside each other. And then you have Ramsey, who's a true number one lockdown corner. So they have the pieces there, and their offense has been great. Stafford has been great. So they have every piece that you need to win it all, and that's obviously what they're gunning for right now. They're trying to get back to the Super Bowl, and they're trying to win it this time.
Like I said, they're here. The Rams are in it to win it now, not in the future. Now. Aaron said the Chiefs are a playoff team this year, but I don't see them making it to the Super Bowl. Chiefs have too many weaknesses that are being exploited.
Very well could be true. Guess we'll see.
They're a playoff team. I think they'll turn around. They'll make that little small turn. But going deep,
yeah,
I don't think
so. The crazy part about it is basically 2 to 3 plays cost them the Ravens and Chargers games. And I think that I have two thoughts. One is there are some people that are too down on them. But then I watching them recently, like the Titans and Giants games, even though they won the Giants game, those were two of the worst games I've seen the offense play in the Mahomes era. I mean, they just weren't good. So I think that's why people are really down. But Andy Reid teams always have these funks that they go into, and it's usually in the second quarter of the season. It's just the difference this year was they blew the Ravens and Chargers game late in the game. If they win those two games, we're just saying, oh, it's the yearly Andy Reid funk where the team looks inept. But they'll bounce out of it and they'll finish strong. Or they'll bounce back or they'll snap out of it and they'll finish strong. But this year, because they lost those games early in the year, which they usually don't lose games early in the year, it's just really made them look much worse.
In the words of Bill Parcells, you are what your record says you are.
You're right about that. Absolutely.
All right. Are you ready to predict Week 9 NFL?
Absolutely. I need to start keeping track of these because I feel as though when I'm watching, it's not like most of what I'm saying is turning out to be wrong. So
we'll see.
I'll have to start writing this down.
Hey, this is gambling here going on around here. People are putting their money on it, but it's okay. Maybe not. First game, we're going to start with Raiders at the New York Giants. Of course, Giants had it close against the Chiefs. There's some spurts of hope with the Giants. and the Raiders, man, looking good with Derek Carr. What's going to happen in the Meadowlands?
So the Giants do have more fight than what I anticipated. And the Raiders played a really nice game last week after losing their head coach. Now, back-to-back weeks, you lose your head coach. You bounce back from that. You have this horrific thing happen with one of your players. That is a lot. That is a lot to bounce back from. So I think they're due for a little bit of a letdown, traveling, having to go to New York. And maybe the Giants aren't quite as bad as their record. And, you know, they did. So they lost the close game to the Chiefs, and the week before that, they beat the Panthers. So this is going to be an upset. I think it's going to be an ugly game. Raiders are just going to struggle a bit with everything that's gone on. The Giants are going to win 24-20.
When I read this script about the Giants and the Raiders, I'm realizing this game might be closer than we think.
Yeah, especially, it's just hard, man. Like, so to the Raiders' credit, just the fact that they came out and played well after losing their head coach, like, do you realize how hard that is? Like, that is incredibly, like, they lost their head coach mid-season and won the next game. I mean, that's
a tough hump
that's
to go over.
Tough to do.
Perseverance. Yeah. Love it. Okay. Yeah. Toilet Bowl, Atlanta at New Orleans Saints. But the Saints had a good weekend last. They lost James Winston for the season. We might see. We're not sure who the quarterback will be this weekend. But what's going to happen in New Orleans?
I still like the Saints just because their defense. Their defense is tough, man. I mean, they have really good players on every level, and they have plenty of athleticism. So I think it'll be an ugly game. But the Saints will win. They'll run the ball a lot with Kamara and Ingram. So I like the Saints.
And reports are saying Trevor Siemian is playing. Any changes?
No, I mean, Siemian is what he is, man. He's a game manager. But he didn't fall apart when he had to play and do just enough to beat the Bucs. So, I mean, you got to give him credit for that.
Here's a big one. Top of the AFC, Buffalo against the bottom of the AFC, or near the bottom, Jacksonville Jaguars in Jacksonville. What's going to happen there?
Yeah, the only way the Jags win that game is if Buffalo gets detoured and doesn't make it to the stadium. I mean, that's going to be a romp. That's going to be Bills in a big way.
Let's go to the Ohio Derby. Cleveland Browns visits Cincinnati Bengals, who lost against the Jets last week. And of course, Cleveland has no OBJ. Baker might play this weekend. What's going to happen, Cincy?
So the Bengals experienced what a lot of young teams seem to, in that when they go from being, you know, a bad team to a good team, it's easy to get ahead of yourself and start assuming wins, even though you're not that far distance from when you were a bad team, right? So you still have some holes in your roster and you're not dominant, so you still have to play well on a week-to-week basis. I guess everyone has to play well to win, but their margin for error is still small. So I think maybe they learned a harsh lesson in that game. You know, make sure that you play your A game on a week-to-week basis, and division game, big deal, you know, playing the Browns. But I like the Bengals. I think Burrow is really gonna, he just keeps looking better and better to me. I really like what he brings. The Bengals' defense probably doesn't have a ton of star power, but they do enough to get it done for the most part. And the Browns are just trending in the wrong direction. Baker's beat up. They have the stuff with OBJ, which you don't know how that's going to play out. You don't know if the players are on his side or on management's side. And I'm afraid the Browns are just a team heading in the wrong direction.
Let's see what happens. Cincinnati, who beat the Ravens and then lost against the Jets. What a world win. We'll see what happens if things settle in Cincy. The Patriots visit Carolina. Sam, quarterback of the Panthers, will not be playing this weekend probably. What's going to happen in Charlotte?
Yeah, I mean, a backup quarterback against Bill Belichick, what's the worst that can happen? And yeah, I mean, you know, Belichick has to be loving this year because he gets to lean on his defense a bit. And, you know, Matt Judon has really bounced back and had a great year. And then Mac Jones just kind of gets to be who he is. And that's kind of a – I mean, obviously Belichick had those years where they had the stacked offenses and they just opened it up and scored a trillion points. But Man, I think he's just in his glory playing this type of football. So I like the Patriots in that game. And it will be ugly. I think the Panthers will do enough on defense to keep it a really good game. But I just think the Panthers will turn it over more than the Patriots will, and that'll be the difference.
Patriots are getting stronger. The Denver Broncos visit the Dallas Cowboys, who are unstoppable. Dak is playing this weekend, and Denver won last weekend against Washington. What's going to happen in AT&T Stadium?
Boy, Denver's in trouble this week. I mean, they really are. Dallas is one of the teams I've watched quite a bit this year, just because, you know, they're one of the teams that get a lot of national coverage. And I've just been so impressed with the balance on their team, especially on offense. They can run the ball with two different guys, with Zeke and Pollard. They can throw the ball all over the yard, just have talent everywhere. And then the Broncos, man, I mean, I know they won last week, but they just have not looked good in any one game this year. And then you trade away Vaughn. Again, like, you never know. It's so hard to judge an NFL locker room from afar. You know, I don't know. I'm not there. But, man, you traded away and I get why they did it. I'm not saying it was wrong. But you traded away the face of your franchise in the middle of the season. How? What's that going to do to that team? I mean, that's a rough one. So, I think Dallas wins in a big way because they're going to score points. Dallas is going to score no matter who they play. So, they're going to score points, and then Denver's going to have to try to keep up, and that's just going to be disaster. So, I think this is a 2-touchdown-plus win for Dallas.
We'll see how the Broncos react after the Von Miller trade. Minnesota visits Baltimore Ravens. Ravens have lost against the Bengals at home. What's going to happen there? Is it going to be an upset, or will the Ravens get back with it?
This will be a Ravens bounce-back game. I mean, the Vikings, man, you have to be disappointed. You play a home game, and I know Dallas has a loaded roster. They're a good team. You just lost to a team with their backup quarterback on your home field. I mean, that's just not good, man. So I think the Ravens will bounce back, play really well. And plus, the Ravens, you know, they finished that game really rough against the Bengals. Like, it was a closer game than maybe what the score indicated, but that fourth quarter just went, it just really got away from them. So I think they're going to be anxious to get back out and play another game and play better. So I like the Ravens.
Minnesota losing 2 weeks in a row. If that happens, Houston, Tyrod Taylor is back this weekend going up against Miami. Will Miami get their second win this weekend, Jeff Favre?
Yeah, I mean, I'll take Miami, but boy, this feels like one of those, like, the game's more about the picks than anything. But, I like Miami just a little bit. Tyrod Taylor's fine, but, you know, he's a replacement-level quarterback. Guy's bounced around quite a bit, so I don't think that's the difference. And maybe Tua will have a little bit of relief now that the trade deadline is gone. And, you know, they didn't trade for Watson, they didn't trade Tua. So now he can settle in a little bit and just play. So I like the Dolphins in a close game.
Tua's grace period has been extended a bit more. Chargers visiting the Eagles, who are hot, but they just beat the Lions. Not sure if they're that hot. Jeff, what's going to happen in Philadelphia?
So the Chargers, just when people want to say, like, this is a different Chargers team, you know, they lose that home game to the Patriots. Not that the Patriots are bad or anything, but just not a good showing by the Chargers. And, you know, I'll say this. For all the talk about how bad the Chiefs' defense has been, and don't get me wrong, I'm not sticking up for them. Their defense has been bad. The Chargers' defense is a problem, too. The Chargers' defense has teams going up and down the field every single week. So, and specifically their run defense is brutal. There's one thing about the Eagles that I think they still do really well, and that is when they actually commit to it. There's too many games they don't run the ball at all, but they're still very good up front, and they can run the ball with Miles Sanders. I don't know if Hurts will make enough plays, but again, you have to put some upsets every week because you know there's going to be upsets. I'm going to take the Eagles in this one just because traveling across the country is always hard. And I think the Eagles can run the ball enough just to make it an ugly game. and then just hope that the Chargers trip and fall on their face. So that's what I'm going to go with. And maybe that's more me hoping than actually thinking. But I think the Eagles will pull it off.
No AFC West bias there.
That's right. You're right. I picked the Giants and the Eagles to beat the Raiders and Chargers. I might have a problem.
Yeah. We'll see what happens. Green Bay, with no Aaron Rodgers, who tested positive for COVID-19, is visiting Kansas City Chiefs. Jordan Love will be starting this weekend. What's going to happen in Kansas City? Will this be a redemption period for the Chiefs?
No, but so if Aaron Rodgers played, I was afraid this might be one that just went really poorly for the Chiefs. Just because even though I guess you want to say their defense playing a little bit better, but they still have matchups that are just, you know, a guy like Aaron Rodgers is going to look for 56 and 49 every time they're on the field and just throw at them. I mean, a guy like Rodgers doesn't let you get away with playing those types of players. And thankfully, I think Jordan Love starting will be enough that the Chiefs will win the game. I don't think it's going to be pretty. I don't think it's going to be like a really redeeming game. But him starting will be just enough that the Chiefs can squeak it out and then hopefully just survive for another week until they get things fixed. So I like the Chiefs, but in a really close game, I'm going to say 27-24.
Pretty close. Of course, Green Bay is the other team that is rumored that OBJ might go to. Not sure if he goes to any team. I don't think he'll play this weekend either way.
No. There's no way he'll be ready for that. And actually, they're saying it won't be Monday until 4 o'clock when he clears waivers. So
that's right.
He won't be able to be officially claimed until Monday.
He'll be claimed somewhere for sure. Cardinals, who had a loss against Green Bay, is going up against their division rivals, San Francisco 49ers. Garoppolo has that position at quarterback filled with him. What's going to happen in Levi Stadium?
Well, I like the Niners because I believe Kyler Murray is going to miss the game from everything that I've seen.
That's news to me.
Yeah, and I could be. I have to double check that, but I thought he's banged up and he's been missing practice. So if he doesn't play, I like the Niners. And Cardinals have the better overall roster, and they have guys everywhere. But it's just really hard to win with your back quarterback. And then it's really hard to win a division road game with your backup quarterback. So if that's how it all plays out, then I like the Niners.
Where's Kittles for me? Anyways, Sunday Night Football, AFC Showdown versus NFC. Tennessee Titans with no Derrick Henry, which most of the offense ran through most of these past couple years without him, going up against a powerful Rams who are video game-like, just what Jeff said. This could be a big game. But with no Derrick Henry, what's going to happen in SoFi?
The Titans are in a lot of trouble. And it's pretty simple to me. Not to take anything away from Ryan Tannehill, but when you play the Titans, you have to try to find a way to limit Derrick Henry. And then Tannehill was able to use play action to throw the ball down the middle of the field, to take his deep shots, do all those things. If you don't have Derrick Henry taking all that attention, there's a host of problems. Tannehill was the most sacked quarterback in the NFL going into the Chiefs game 2 weeks ago. So he's already been getting hit. Now you're going to take away his run game. So now the run game is gone. So now your defense is going to end up on the field more often. The defense isn't good. So the trickle-down effect of losing Derrick Henry is just gigantic. And then take all of that, and on top of all of that, the first team that you get to play is a road game against the Rams. That's
a slap in
not
the face.
Going to be pretty for the Titans. Yeah, that's not going to be. Yeah.
Now, they did acquire Adrian Peterson, who was a free agent, 36-year-old. Used to be great years ago. He's back. I mean, he's back playing now with Tennessee. Will that make a difference, Jeff Favre?
Well, I mean, maybe if he can give his foot to Derrick Henry so that he can play.
That's a no then.
Yeah. No. I mean, look, Is it awesome that Adrian Peterson is going to come back and play? Yeah. And the last time we saw him, was it incredible how good he was for his age? Absolutely. But is he Derrick Henry? No. Is he going to be good enough to carry the weight of an NFL offense at 36 years old? No. So it'll be a fun story, and maybe he'll even make a play or two, but it's not going to be a difference in the game.
Not enough. A lot will be dependent on Tannehill's arm. He has weapons named Julio Jones, so we'll see what happens in SoFi Stadium, a $6 billion stadium. All right, question of the day. How do you like your nachos, Jeff? With just nacho cheese, with jalapenos, with guacamole, or just or with salsa?
I want it all, man. I mean, I'm going like shredded chicken, jalapenos, extra cheese, lettuce, tomato. I mean, I am loading it up. I want it to be a meal. Like, nachos aren't meant just to be taken lightly.
Correct.
Turn it into a meal.
Correct. Yeah. That's true. You know, it's interesting because there's this one place called Flanagan's here in Florida, and sometimes my group orders some nachos and stacked. And like, once we're done with that appetizer, which is a appetizer, we're like, man, I don't think we should have ordered a entree.
That's how it should be.
That's how it should be, man.
That's right.
Wow. Lotus show. A lot going on. Adrian Peterson fit into the show. So glad we covered him as well. But yeah, this weekend loaded with games, a lot of news. Of course, OBJ, will find out next week. Where is he going to do? Because wherever he goes could change the dynamic of the league and maybe the team. Jeff Favre, what is the best way to reach you online to talk to you about hope for the Chiefs?
The best way to follow along is at JT Favre on Twitter.
JT Favre. And, of course, you can look us up at thesportscast.net on our website or thesportscast1. But, yeah, I mean, don't you think OBJ, whichever team he goes, could change the whole dynamic?
Ugh, man, that's tough.
I don't even know. I don't know how to answer that question.
I don't want to write the guy off. Definitely not, because the talent is clearly there. If he goes to the right place, he can definitely make a difference. I just don't know exactly where that fit is. I keep coming back to the Raiders, man. I mean, I think if he goes there, then he could really, I think Carr would get him the ball and they would play well together.
Then it's over for the Chiefs.
Well, no, it wouldn't be over for them, but it just would
well
be
for
the
AFC West champs, you know.
It would be less than ideal. That's what it would be.
He could move the needle, maybe by an inch. Anyways.
Yeah.
Jeff, that was your update. Thanks for coming on.
All right. I appreciate it. Thank you.